You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Locked On Jazz for the 17th of December. So who starts? We'll look at that with Royce O'Neal back. Some more thoughts on Rudy Gobert and, oh man, I think the Clippers are really, really good. It's all coming up on today's edition of Locked On Jazz. Pow! How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers, and hopefully making it way better to be a Jazz fan today. Hope you grabbed the first episode of Locked On Bets yesterday. It's our brand new gaming podcast brought to you by BetOnline.ag, and it was great. And they nailed the Villanova-Butler game, but it's really fun just in that Lee gives such a super breakdown on all the games that are out there, or the three or four games he thinks are good for the day. And with great insight, it makes it more fun to watch games and keep alive, even if you're not playing. It's super fun for a sports fan. I also had two other quick announcements I wanted to get to. The NBA preview shows are continuing. They've been great on Locked On NBA. So thanks for tuning into that. And also, I wanted to congratulate Josh Lloyd of Locked On Fantasy Basketball, as Locked On Fantasy Basketball is 23rd on the iTunes ranking right now, ahead of Old Man and the Three, ahead of Zach Lowe, ahead of Bill Simmons. Really incredible stuff for the network. So wanted to just congratulate that. I got the nicest. I have so many things to talk about that aren't. I gotta get to the show today. I got the nicest email this morning. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I'm human. Like, I get an email from Phil Barker today that says, I just want to drop a quick note and say thank you for your podcast. It truly makes me being a Jazz fan way more fun every day. He wrote it better than I just read it. There's no need for you to add hopefully in there. I don't think I've missed a single episode in, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, and I may have been listening for longer than that, but that's how long I've been every single day episode. Whenever I get behind, I always catch up over the weekend or when I have time. Also, thanks for the great sponsors you do business with. I bought a Grip 6 belt and love it. And you know what? I'll add on to that. I decided to try Built Bar and love them. I decided to last order to buy the mixed bag so I could try all 18 flavors. It arrived tonight. I can't wait for the first one tomorrow. Finally, I want to tell you, as a Jazz fan, I feel a sense of pride in having you as our play-by-play voice, and the podcast network you've built is truly amazing. It's a homegrown UDOT product, and it fires me up. So anyway, I just wanted to say thanks. Like, thank you, Phil Barker. I think a lot of us in the media complain about all the times we get ripped, and I actually thank all the people that have ever ripped me on Twitter and everything, because I've often shown those to my kids to remind them of what social networks are. It's been a really good parenting piece, so I appreciate you doing that. But in all truthfulness, those matter too. So Phil, happy holidays. Thank you very much. Super nice of you. I greatly appreciate it. And speaking of Grip 6, like equally fun, is yesterday I had just a super conversation with Quentin over at Grip 6. And we are going to bring Grip 6 back on to Locked On at the start of the year. So I'm super excited to have that sponsor back. I like the fact that we have our loyal sponsors. And Quentin's a big Locked On fan. We had a good time. So, all right. Anyway, that was great. If you're interested in advertising on Locked On, I'm just going to add announcement after announcement today. We actually have some inventory available. It's going away quickly, but we have some available for the season. All right. Sorry. 3 minutes and 30 seconds out. Let's get to the big topic of the day, the starting lineup. So Royce O'Neal's back. So who did the Jazz start? So the last few nights, the Jazz have started Conley, Donovan, Joe Ingles, and Bojan Bogdanovic with Rudy Gobert. That's the lineup that I loved last year. I thought that lineup would be our death lineup. I thought it was unguardable. I thought they would be great. And it turned out to be the exact opposite. The exact opposite. That lineup was a massive bust. And so the first question you have to ask is, like, do you care that Conley, Mitchell, Bogdanovic, Ingles, Gobert was a -7 last year in the 41st percentile offensively and the 26th percentile defensively? 26th percentile defensively with Rudy Gobert on the floor. Ah! There is an argument that seems natural. You just don't play Bojan and Joe together, and that's why it was so bad defensively, because you're lacking. But that actually doesn't match up. Like, for the year, that lineup worked because Donovan, Royce, Bojan, and Joe with Rudy was really good. like was really good, plus 15. That actually is like one of our best lineups. So that gets to the next question, like what should we start? So the lineup we've been starting the last few days is, as I said, is, you know, it has great spacing. It has too many ball handlers. It has all three of our ball handlers, Conley, Donovan, and Joe on the floor. And then do you want Boyan and Joe on the floor together? You know what? It actually, like, the instinct to me is no, the data doesn't back that up. And then the question a little bit to me is, does Joe get lost in that lineup, right? So you have Boyan who's running in transition and getting the shots, and you have Conley and Donovan who's running, and maybe it's just too duplicate. So it's interesting to me that lineup just didn't work last year. The best lineup we had last year is you suddenly don't start Mike Conley or Derek Favors. Huh? So Donovan Mitchell, Royce O'Neal, Boyan Bogdanovic, Joe Ingles, Rudy Gobert was plus 15 last year. 80th percentile offensively, 67th percentile defensively. You do that, you're not starting a $30 million Mike Conley and you're not starting Derek Favors. Now that becomes a dominating second unit. And you're probably doing some funny things where you're almost platooning a little bit. And you've got to do Rudy in three stints to be able to get... It does seem as though trying to get Favors 20 minutes a night at least. I mean, Favors is one of our five best players, I think. And we're pretty good, so maybe not, but I think. And so you do want him on the floor more than 14 minutes a night. And Rudy's awesome, so you're not going to not have Rudy on the floor for at least 34 minutes a night. The other lineup that was just great last year in limited time was Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell, Royce O'Neal, Joe Ingles, and Rudy Gobert, not starting Boyan. I don't think that's really, like, to me, there's three guys I know are starting. Donovan Mitchell, Boyan Bogdanovic, and Rudy Gobert. But the data says that Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell, with a defensive-minded Royce O'Neal and Joe Ingles and Rudy Gobert, was great last year. The lineup, so for what about putting Royce in for Joe tonight? And that becomes our starter. So that's Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell, Royce O'Neal, Boyan Bogdanovic, and Rudy Gobert. So that lineup played our second most of any lineup last year, was plus 11, which is great. 65th percentile offensively, 66th percentile defensively. So not actually elite at much of anything. Very sustainable. Doesn't actually have any area where it was like really good at anything. It just was good, which is interesting. So this adds, Royce is really valuable as a low usage player. It's not your five best players. It's probably not even like, Joe might be in your top five players. Derek might be in your top five. You're playing the best lineup. You might not be playing your best players. And you then have to figure out how you're getting Rudy and Faves together. Okay, so that's, you know, how are you getting Faves those extra minutes? You're not starting him. And so now you're playing Rudy in this three stints that we saw the other night. And we'll see whether or not. And three stints means he plays, sits, plays, sits, plays in a half. Three stints of time on the floor. So the first one is the lineup we saw the first two games. The second one is the lineup I just brought up there with Royce for Joe. Then there is the idea of the best lineup we had last year, which would be you're not starting Mike and you're not starting Faves. Like, that's really out there. And then one problem with not starting someone like Mike is, if Mike's going to play 30 minutes a night and he doesn't start, he's got to play 30 of 42 minutes. And really, when it gets down to it, if he's not starting, he's not playing the first five of either, he's got to really play 30 of 38 minutes, right? Because he's not playing the first 5 minutes of the first. He's not playing the first 5 minutes of the third. You're now jamming in 15 minutes out of, you know, 19 minutes. And maybe that's fine. He plays in two stints and he plays two 7-8 minute stints. Maybe it's totally fine, but it's just what you're doing. You're compacting the same thing. If Faves is probably not playing 30, but he's playing, you know, a decent amount. So that's the radical idea that you don't start either of them. What happens if you start Faves but not Mike? It's amazing the options here. So this gets you Faves and Rudy early. It means you don't start the game well offensively if tradition holds. It's probably close to your best five, Donovan. And like, I guess it depends who you're start. Like, and this might let you start. I would start at that point. Donovan, are you starting Joe? Because you're not starting Mike. So Donovan, Mike, Boyan, Derek, and Rudy, you're big. You're super big in that lineup. And then your bench unit becomes Fave sticking around with Mike Clarkson, that unit that we've built. What happens if you don't start? What happens if you start both Mike Conley and Derek Favors and do it with Boyan? So it's Mike, Donovan, Boyan, Derek, and Rudy. Like, that one's interesting because now you're pretty big on the front. Your two small guards are there. And you're really good offensively. So that one's actually pretty interesting to me. But you end up with starting, again, you end up with starting the Derek, and you could struggle offensively unless you think just having three bona fide offensive players in Mike, Donovan, and Boyan gets you through it. Boyan, those three together last year actually weren't great. Some of that's because they played a few possessions with Jeff Green and some of it. But generally, no matter whether it was with Royce, it's usually with Rudy, it wasn't great. Now, part of the reason it wasn't great because that one lineup was bad. So it's really interesting to me on what we start. I suspect Royce would start tonight for Joe. Joe starts coming off the bench. And then he and Faves with that second unit with Clarkson. But I don't know. And there's a lot of options. And when we're playing Zion Williamson, I don't know that you can't. I think you have to start Faves. And we're playing Anthony Davis, you might have to start Faves. And when we're playing, I don't think, you know, the Clippers are probably not starting the Morris, but maybe. And Denver starts Millsap. Like, I would put Boyan on him probably without much worry, but who knows? So, on the other level, when Portland starts Covington, you don't want it. So, are you going to become, are you also, you know, do you blow up rotations by fiddling and changing all the time? I wonder on that as well. So, anyway, it's a good problem to have. It's pretty exciting to have this much talent, and it's certainly interesting on who you start and what the options are. And we might never stop talking about it this year, which also would be kind of fun. Today's show brought to you by our good friends over at Built Bar. They've just built a fabulous product that's the best tasting protein bar on the market. And they continue with the great holiday flavors. You really got to jump on these. They bring them out, they're exciting, and then boom, they're gone. 12 days of Christmas, white chocolate cookies and cream going on right now. Candy cane brownie is the flavor that I'm dying to try in the regular Built Bars. They put that out just now for holidays, and it looks just fabulous. The hosts on the station love the peanut butter and the coconut almond. I've not tried those because of my nut allergy. So check it out at BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. You get 20% off. Here's the crazy one. Candy cane brownie, it's 150 calories, 17 grams of protein, and only 7 grams of sugar. And that 7 grams of sugar is a lot for them because the coconut and the mint brownie and the double chocolate and the salted caramel are all only 4 grams of sugar. When you compare it to the leading men's bar out there, it's a really big dramatic difference of what you're eating. So go check it out. Built Bar, 120 fewer calories, 3 fewer fat grams, 35 calories less than the leading men's bar, 17 grams of sugar less, and more protein. It's all at BuiltBar.com. Great reaction by yesterday from everyone on the Rudy Gobert discussion. I thank you for that very, very much. I wanted to kind of give a thought or two on it. So the one thing that I don't agree with that kind of kept coming back to my storyline, and it was often with great fun with the cookie analogy, was I'm willing to take less cookies so that my team wins a championship. Rudy says he wants to win a championship, so therefore he should take less money. I just fundamentally don't agree with that. One, I just don't think it's real. Like, there isn't anyone who actually does that. I also don't think it's the obligation of the best player on the team to not take their money. Why shouldn't Joe Ingles or Royce O'Neal or Bojan Bogdanovic take less money? When they were a free agent, they went and got as much money at 14 or 11 or 16 that everyone thought. Like, is there somehow that we think that $30 million is so much that they should give some back? I don't think anyone really believes that. Like, who's ever been in the position, right? Like, I have not ever discussed something for $30 million, but I think that we understand that when the Millers sold the company to Ryan Smith, they didn't like hold back $5 or $10 or $20 million so that Ryan Smith could pay the luxury tax. When Salesforce sold their company, they didn't like when Qualtrics sold their, like, that's not how it works. While it may be on a smaller scale, when I go in for a contract negotiation, I'm not excited if I'm giving back money. And I'm not giving back, like, so I don't buy that at all. Now, the Supermax certainly would hinder the team winning, and you might, as you're in negotiations, understand that you're not getting the Supermax to some extent because of that. Or that maybe, you know, there's very few players get the Supermax. That's part of a negotiation. But there shouldn't be some game that you come into this and allow yourself to just simply be that you take less money because, like, for the good, like, it sounds great. Everyone believes their stars should do it. It's just not true. Like, Giannis didn't take less than the Supermax. Anthony Davis didn't take less than the Supermax. LeBron's not taking less, like, right? Chris Bosh got screwed and had to take a little less. But it's just not something that actually Kevin Durant, like, it doesn't happen. And nor, honestly, should it. I mean, I'm a bleeding heart communist liberal. Everyone live in their commune, give everyone a house, give everyone food. Like, don't miss. Like, I'm not some, like, capitalist, like, crazy. I'm the crazy other way. And, like, as I've said about myself a million times before, you're freaking out over there, I would never vote for myself because I couldn't run anything. So don't go freak out. Like, I would never, ever vote for myself. The cities that have come close to voting for me have not worked. I got it. But what I believe, like, as a society and how we should treat each other and how an individual is going to treat getting as much money, whether it's in a business deal or a play. And it's interesting to me as well on who we impose this upon. Right? So, like, we say this, like, I actually didn't hear anyone say that Donovan should take less than the max for the well-being of the team. And we only put it on our stars, which is actually the last person we should put it on. Honestly, we should be going to Joe and Royce and all of them and saying, yeah, I know you want the market 11. We're only going to give you 7 because we want that $4 million so somebody who's better than you can play. Like, that's the truth. Never going to do that in negotiation. Like, Greg Boyle tweeted me, it isn't about Rudy, it's about roster building. You don't pay centers in the modern NBA. Okay, like, so that's the argument why you don't pay Rudy. So he actually just believes you don't pay a center. D. Raj talked about his addiction to chocolate chip cookies. Other people, like, there's just a bunch of conversations, but the biggest one I keep getting is like, hey, you know, he says he wants to win, he should take less money. That's not how it works. He says he wants to win, he's going to win by putting out his effort, working hard every day, being ready, being the best he can possibly be, and then it's up to the front office to do their deal. That's how it works. Follow me? With me? Don't buy it? Welcome to buy it. I think the Clippers are really, 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 really good. And I think everyone's missing on that. And I'll discuss it in a second. This episode is brought to you by 1010. Now, you may have read about this in the New York Times or Forbes. We're excited to tell you about it. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds reasonably sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's the timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainable source diamonds. If you're making 2021 plans or looking for a unique and meaningful way to celebrate Valentine's Day, you're definitely going to want to check this out. It's the exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launching on January 18th and can be previewed exclusively at BlueNile.com. Speaking of engagement rings and BlueNile.com, I'll never forget when I was going across the street to go see Diamond Bob in Seattle to go get my engagement ring, and the street sign said, "Don't walk." And I was like, "Is that a sign?" No, it's just so you don't get hit by a car. But at that moment in time, I was such a freak and so nervous and so stressed out that, that was the case. Locked On Bets, your daily gaming podcast, betting podcast. Right there for you. 10 minutes, but it was about 12 yesterday. Quick hitting, fun, out there. Go grab it. Locked On Bets. Follow on iTunes. Subscribe subscribe on iTunes. You follow on Spotify. You can also grab the RSS feed and just put it up on your Google or whatever else you want. So make sure that you grab that. All right. I was prepping for the Clippers last night. All we remember about the Clippers is how bad they were down 3-1 against the Nuggets. What we have forgotten about the Clippers is how darn good they were last year. While evidently having chemistry issues, and while evidently not liking their head coach enough that he came back, and while also having some injury issues. So the Clippers were 49-23 last year. 49-23. Paul George only played 48 games last year. Okay? Kawhi Leonard, in all of his bizarreness, only played 57. Patrick Beverley was in and out of the lineup as well last year on this team. And he's back and played 51. So they were massively injury riddled. They went 49-23. When they had all their players until the playoffs, they didn't lose. Like, didn't lose. Like, not like, oh, they only lost some. No, like, they actually just, like, didn't lose. They were the second best offense in the NBA. They were the fifth best defense in the NBA. They didn't do anything but get better. Right? They added Serge Ibaka, who averaged 15 points and 8 rebounds, shot 51% from the field and 39% from three, and is a way better player than Montrezl Harrell. Way better. Way better. They added Luke Kennard, who has knee problems, but is good. 16 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 44% shooting from the field, and 40% shooting from three. They're really good. Now, they lost Landry Shamet, who's a decent shooter, but Luke Kennard's a much better player. He moves the ball. He keeps guys engaged. They upgraded in each and every one of these spots. Their remaining players, Zubac, Kawhi Leonard, Lou Williams, Marcus Morris, Patrick Beverley, Patrick, Paul George, these guys are good. And then you add Ibaka, and they are not short anywhere. When they had Patrick Beverley Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Marcus Morris, and Zubac on the floor last year, they were plus 24. When they had any of their remaining players on the floor together, so a five-man unit of their remaining players, they were plus 17 with the best offense in the game. When they had Kawhi Leonard and Paul George on the floor with the guys that were back this year, with just the guys that are back, they're plus 19. When they had Kawhi Leonard back and just the guys they have back, they're plus 16. They split it and put Paul George in those other minutes. Like, we can go make fun of Playoff P, and it's worthy of making fun of, but this team is loaded. When Paul George was on the floor with the guys that are back, they're plus 19. They're great. I'm not sure this isn't the number one seed if the Lakers take some games off. We're so recency bias impacted by what went wrong last year, and maybe Doc was the wrong coach. I'm not sure I buy that. And maybe Ty Lue gets people's attentions. He does know what was wrong last year. And maybe Kawhi Leonard's helicopters of pain. But they were great last year on the court for all that stuff we're not talking about. What they didn't do was move the basketball. They added Serge Ibaka and Luke Kennard who moved the basketball. I'm all in on this team. In fact, the Lakers are loaded, but if I had to make a pick just for the sake of being different, I wouldn't be at all uncomfortable taking the Clippers to win the West and win the title. I mean, we talk about rotation players, so Ibaka, Kennard, and they added Nick Batum, who was terrible the last 2 years in Charlotte, so maybe it's totally over. And frankly, the numbers kind of lead you to believe it might be over. You know, the last 3 years, he's played 30 minutes a night, and he shot not very well. He's 1 year removed from 9 points, 4-5 rebounds, 3 assists, shooting 45% from the field and 39% from three, which would be, for the Clippers, and what they need is terrific, and it's another ball mover. Like, this team didn't move the ball last year, and now they have ball movers. And they have 9 bona fide 25-minute-a-night NBA players. I think they're terrific. Like, I just think the Lakers and Clippers are on a different tier. We might be really, really good, and maybe we're going to venture into that tier, but when I prep us, I'm pretty impressed by who we are. Don't misunderstand. I'm pretty impressed. So I would say that I don't know. You got it. You got my points. All right. Fun show today. Thanks very much for tuning in. Appreciate you. Go listen to Locked On Bets right now. And tell me what you think of the new program. I'd love to get your thoughts. And I will tell you, we got another daily show adding. So we're gonna monopolize your podcast sports time. We're going to give you a new daily show, Locked On Jazz, Locked On NBA, Locked On Fantasy Basketball, Locked On Bets. We'll have it all for you. Thanks for tuning in. This is Locked On Jazz. Have a great day. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.